Gentlemen, show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And we're here again. Welcome, Brad, and the Brad Westmar Show. What are you giggling about, man?
What's going on?
I am the racehorse, you know, just straining against the reins, ready to get started. I can't help it.
Get nice calves.
I do have nice calves.
Very nice.
I have an outstanding whinny, but I won't show it to you right now.
Bark like a piggy? Wait a minute. Squeal like a piggy. Hey, everybody. This is Brett Favre. You know, I like pigs.
Difference between horses and pigs.
Pigs have hair. You know that? Pigs are mammals. Pigs are good for lots of things. Pigs are good for bacon, ham, hamburger, sausage, pancakes, eggs. Good for playing football. Good for text messaging your penis.
Pig skin.
Pig skins.
Pork rinds.
All right, not a good start to the show. Here we go. Last week we started the show a little bit differently, and we're trying it again this week, and so far it's not going good. So maybe instead I should play a new tuba sound. Yes, thank you, Bob Barker.
Wow. You and your old game shows.
I know. I love them. I can't help it. I mean, I love the Bob Barker clips. I've got them right here. Now you've got me thinking to myself that I need to play a Bob Barker clip. I know Jared will remember this one, and this one will go down in infamy.
I'm gay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So nice.
Thank you. And with that, let's go ahead and kick ourselves in the head, shall we?
Sure.
Let's kick it. This is a drinking song as far as I'm concerned.
How lucky can one guy be?
Not to say we're drinking.
I kissed her and she kissed me.
Or batting practice.
Like DeFella once said.
DeFella.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
DeFella's a nice guy. I like him. He meant well.
The room was completely black.
Not Frank Sinatra. I know Todd knows who this is. And I know Jared knows who this is, but after the Neil Young comment a couple of weeks ago from Magic Matt, I'd like to find out who he thinks is singing this song. Magic Matt?
This one? Oh, it's easy. It's Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé, yes. Yes. You're 110% correct, which brings us to this. Good job.
Thank you.
Go ahead and tell him.
It's the Dean, isn't it?
It's the Dean. It is Dino Martin.
Master Dean.
Yes, 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 it is. And let's start with you, Jared Afkar.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
It's great to have you again. As always, you've been here like so many shows in a row, I can't even remember.
Well, it was only like a year ago.
It's been superb. I love it. You know, you're right. A year ago at this time, we were just getting into the groove of this new show.
Kind of.
And you know what? A year later, we're just still getting into the groove of this
new show. I know. It starts all over again.
It's not easy. It's not easy. We do our best. We do find that, unfortunately, and it's not cheap, okay? It's not healthy. But we found out that batting practice is a fantastic way to do a show. We've always known this.
Absolutely.
We've always known this. But it's tough to do sometimes.
It is.
You get sore.
You do.
You get sore.
It involves a commitment of time and energy and resources.
It's not easy. And I know that Magic Matt has been jealous because I know, Magic Matt, do you prefer Aluminum. Wait a minute. Need to play your theme song.
Introducing Magic Matt.
Yeah. You know, the rave. I can just see Magic Matt having wild, crazy, acid-induced sex during this song.
Why is my room filling up with foam all of a sudden?
Oh, nice. Wow. You into Molly?
Yeah, that's great. Magic Matt Sorum. Now, here's another question for you. I know that Todd knows who Matt Sorum is. I don't know if Magic Matt knows who Matt Sorum is, and I don't know if Jared knows who Matt Sorum is. By the way, it got hot in here again. Before the show started, it was getting a nice cool breeze. It just went away, and I'm like, I feel
it
heat.
Did get warm.
Yeah.
It's my natural
Did you fart,
heat.
Todd? What? No. All right. So, Todd, help me here. Wager me here. Why is your phone still on? Your phone was on earlier.
I keep turning it off.
Turn it off.
I did.
Good God almighty.
Damn thing.
Todd, I got one word for you. Well, maybe two words.
I apologize and I can...
That's it. I mean, right there.
I apologize and I can promise it won't happen again.
Say it. Say it right now.
I apologize and I can promise it may not happen again.
Okay. Seriously, who do you think has a better idea as to who Magic Matt Sorum is? I know you know who Matt Sorum is. Who right. has a better idea? Matt, here's the bet right now. Matt or Jared? Who knows who Matt Sorum is? Now, I want to help you out here. Jared, okay, music imbecile, unless it's somebody that he's really, really into. And that's fair to say. Nothing. Yeah. Not an insult. You just don't know a lot of bands out in other genres. Why am I hearing an echo in my headphones?
Other genres outside of what?
All right, anyway. So Matt, of course, knows music. Matt knows music, but again, maybe a little bit limited. So, Todd, who do you think knows who Matt Sorum is?
I'm going to try Matt.
You're going to try Matt? Okay. I'm going to have to agree. Jared, no offense, but I'm going to go with Matt, too. If one of the two of you knows it, it's Matt. Honestly, my real gut tells me neither of you knows who Matt Sorum is. And I know right now, I got news for you right now. Matt has an advantage. Matt, I know you know what the answer is. Who is it?
He's a drummer.
For?
Velvet Revolver.
Hey, nice job. And I got news for you. Brad Westmar has always said on this show one thing, even in his real life, with his real job, when he's...
Hello, it's your drug dealer.
I tell people all the time, Google is your friend, and Magic Matt, Google is your friend today. Am I correct?
It's the secret. You'll never know.
That's right. I know it.
Yeah, I know. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Magic Matt Sorum was actually he was actually the drummer for Guns N' Roses, like the second phase of Guns N' Roses.
Ooh, who cares about the drummer?
Look, here's the problem. Started the show like last year when you took the new job.
Yeah,
you're in Cleveland all the time.
Yeah.
Oh,
that wasn't at the beginning of the year.
When you were in Cleveland all the time.
That was in the summer, man. That was not at the beginning of the. That was July 4th.
Okay, whatever. I'm just trying to do Eeyore right now.
You're not doing a very good job.
Well, help me out here.
It kind of sounds like it.
You sound like you're on NPR.
Sleepy Elvis.
Yeah.
All right, seriously.
Now
when you took the Hey everybody. This is Brad Westmore.
This is Tommy O'Malley.
No.
Yeah.
See.
The Irish Stomp Band.
You could DJ. That's good. No, seriously though. When you took on the new gig and you started doing the Cleveland trips,
which was like 6 months ago.
Fine, fair. It's okay. Okay. But when Magic Matt started to help out on the show, which was, by the way, a very good blessing. I mean, I'm glad that he was, because otherwise,
as opposed to a bad blessing.
Look what I'd be stuck with alone over there if it wouldn't have been for
Todd Sheets.
Frick?
He's happy to be.
Wait a minute. What?
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
That's what I'd be stuck with right there if it wasn't for Matt.
Mingya.
Yeah. So when you did that, Magic Matt started helping out on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I started a thing. Matt helped me out. I started a thing where I would come up with a new last name for you every show, correct?
Yep.
And it would always be somebody allegedly famous. Okay.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, help me out. I'm running out of Matts. Okay. I'm running out of Matts, and it's a problem.
Hmm. You're starting to dig pretty deep. With the mats.
I am. But you got to be impressed. Every week you got to be thinking to yourself, is he going to come up with another one?
I do. I'm always pretty intrigued to find out who it's going to be.
And every week I'm thinking to myself at the last minute, oh, crap.
Do you have one this week?
Magic Matt Sorum.
Okay, right.
He counts. Yeah. He counts.
Too many swings. In the batting cage.
He absolutely counts. Yeah. Oh. He absolutely counts. Yeah.
If you're reaching into drummers, which is like third tier.
Well, this is true. That's got to go in there. Thank you, Taco. Yes, Todd Cheats.
I have a question. Is the fact that we've still been talking about this for 10 minutes of the show mean that we have nothing else to talk about tonight?
Not at all. Let me give you a story very quickly. But let me first get... Now, Magic Matt, do you prefer aluminum bats when you're taking batting practice, or do you prefer wooden bats?
Oh, I'm a traditionalist. Wooden.
Wooden bats. Okay.
Yeah. Man likes his wood.
Man, that's very good. No, I got a couple of stories real quick before we move on to our next portion of the show. Oh my God, we're 30 minutes into the show already? I had no idea.
That can't be right.
Just kidding. Look. Da-doom-chim. Da-da-da-da. No, a couple of things. First of all, a couple weeks ago, I had to take my daughter to Sesame Street Live. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what happened was, you know, I've never gone on a field trip with her for her daycare / preschool. Okay. So it's always been mom who's gone with her. And the last time we were supposed to go to a T-Bones game, she got sick and we couldn't go. So she was really disappointed. So this time Sesame Street came around. And, you know, a kid almost 4 years old and 4 years old now that loves Elmo. Okay. Okay. She loves Sesame Street. Oh, doesn't really watch Sesame Street, but she loves all the characters. Okay. And so we went, and it was a good time. She got to ride the school bus, got to ride it with her, and she had fun with all her friends and everything. I will say this, and I'm looking forward to your opinion, because everybody here has kids, okay? Everybody's been through what I've been through. Matt's got a child about my daughter's age, too. And I know this has been talked about before, but I am shocked. And I don't want to get on my pedestal, but all right, I will. Why do school buses not have seat belts? Are you kidding me? What is the deal with that? AFCAR, I bring it to you first. Don't get too serious. Be funny. What? Talk.
What? I mean,
weeding them out. Is that what it is?
I mean, honestly, like our school bus picks up honestly about a mile and a half from the school. So the odds of something catastrophic happening with a whopping 30-mile-an-hour speed limit are pretty slim.
Okay, so in your situation, not a big deal.
No.
But put yourself in, for example, my position. 3-4-year-olds going to Sesame Street across town.
You can't underestimate the cushioning power of another 4-year-old.
That's what I was going to say.
That's good, guys. That's good.
Their skulls might not be completely hardened.
It's true. It's true.
I'm just saying.
The chaperones are for, too. You bounce off
them. Believe me, some of them have got plenty of
padding. And teachers are usually on the chunky side.
Right. Plenty of padding.
They're absorptive.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Okay, good point. So
my thought. No
seatbelts on school buses, but it is perplexing. I mean, seriously, it's a little perplexing.
I mean, when I was in school, I went to a somewhat integrated school, and we found that the seatbelts were... you know, alleviated by the residual afro sheen on the sheets, on the seats. So you didn't necessarily need to worry about that, because you just slip around anyway.
Good point.
You'd fall right out of a seatbelt.
Don't have any of those in Sioux City, Iowa.
No soul glow?
No.
That's a shame.
No.
You're not feeling it.
Word.
Brother.
Brother. Word. Okay. Oh, one of the downsides of having the windows open behind you is you get to hear the car start up.
Yeah, the demolition derby going out back.
I have no idea if anybody heard. Now, let's ask Matt. Did you hear that, Matt?
Nope.
Good. All right. Then maybe the listening audience didn't hear it either. Either way, I'm starting to feel the cool breeze again. Thank God. So we're at Sesame Street. We're sitting down. I mean, the show is just about to start. We get there right on time. It was all timed very perfectly, which is great, because when you've got little kids with you, you don't want a lot of messing around, waiting in around time. You know,
not when you have a lot of them.
No, you get to the show. We start to sit down. As we're trying to sit down, the head lady, the director of the entire thing, is kind of freaking out because the tickets that she's handed out, things aren't adding up correctly. And I was trying to figure out what the big deal was, because it's like you handed out tickets, you own certain amount of seats, certain seats. As long as everybody's sitting in a seat that's owned, does it really, really matter? It just didn't make any sense to me at all. And it was just really weird. So And the best part, Matt, was that we just talked about trying to not have the kids wait around and everything. What do? After about 45 minutes of the show, they have an intermission.
Gosh, I hate that.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Oh, awesome.
You know, it's like,
go buy stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, Matt. Exactly what it was. Yes.
Yep.
So I did end up spending $28 in crap, not including the ticket for us to go, which I don't even know what my ticket cost. That's the sad part about it is, you think about it, she enjoyed herself, okay? But I had to chaperone her. I didn't have to, but I went.
Well, you don't want Elmo alone with your kid.
Never.
All right. That's why you have to chaperone.
Barney's worse, though.
Well, I don't know. Elmo's kind of dirty.
It's true.
He's got impure thoughts.
It's true. I have no idea how much...
Tickle me,
yeah,
your daughter.
Good point. I have no idea how much money I spent. My wife took care of it. But I spent an additional $28 in crap that included some Elmo-like thing and cotton candy that barely got consumed that I ate most of.
Admit it.
Popcorn.
You're an Elmo-sexual.
No. I promise you. Promise you not. Okay. Matt, have you been to Sesame Street? Either one of you?
No. God, no.
No, you're lucky. You have?
I have.
How'd that go for you?
It was freaky, and everyone looked at me like I was going to kill their children.
Yeah, look at you. I mean, come on.
It was not right.
I mean, I get you. We know you. We
it's
like you.
Because you went by yourself.
Whatever.
Oh, that goes. Oh.
Yes.
You dirty dog.
That's good.
Well played.
Very well. Yeah, so the intermission didn't help. And then about towards the end of the show, Presley decided she needed to go to the bathroom. So we go to the bathroom. As we're going to the bathroom, she realizes, oh, there's the... I want one of those. It was one of the Elmo things she wanted. I'm like... She kept saying, can I have one of those? 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 Can I... I'm not done. Can I have one of those? Can I have one of those? Can I have one of those? As we're going to the bathroom, finally I go, yes! And it echoes like through the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, my bad. I'm not at home. Sorry. Public voice.
That's
sorry.
A bad touch, Elmo.
Sorry. My bad. So, my bad touch. Yeah. So, I had already made the promise. We go up to the stand. While Elmo and Big Bird and Oscar are still having a menage a trois out there on the stage, we're out here in the lobby looking at, like, these Elmo lights. Okay. I'm thinking, what, $10 maybe? No. $15 for this thing. And I don't even want to get into what it was. Not worth $15. But, you know, the problem with me is my thought goes, it's money. I'll make more. It makes her happy right now. Doesn't really matter to me.
Oh, you're in trouble later on.
Well, yeah, maybe I am. I think I like to think I can draw the line. I don't know. We'll see.
Ooh.
But, Matt, Jared, you've got an only child who's a daughter. Matt's got multiple children, but a daughter about my age. You guys would handle those things about my daughter's age. You guys would handle things differently,
right,
in that regard. But surely you can relate, Matt. I mean, there's got to be times when you say, oh, whatever, just shut up.
Yes, there's always times like that. You just kind of figure that I can, whatever damage I'm doing now, I can straighten out later. It's just a very, right now I need peace.
Yeah, the best negative that I, the worst negative I could think of was going home and telling Christy that I had bought this thing for to shut her up. And that was no big deal. You know, Christy's like, well, I never would have done it. I was like, yeah, and you would have had her screaming and yelling all the way back to her seat. And that's the difference between me and her. I pick my battles. And if my battle is $15, I'm spending the $15 9 times out of 10. Period.
Money well spent.
Thank you.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, I know you think differently.
I only think differently because my daughter is probably a little different in that she does not, she is not like the kid who will pitch a fit over something she doesn't get. And I'm lucky. I'm not saying that I did anything awesome to make that happen. I will admit, though, that she owns me. That, you know,
I know.
While she won't pitch a fit, I do want to make her happy, and I will cave on certain things. Not because she'll pitch a fit, but just because I'm a sucker.
And not to say your daughter was the same way my daughter or Matt's daughter was. But your daughter is older and right now. I'm not saying she was different then, but I'm just saying she's older, and we both expect our daughters to grow out of it. Right, Matt?
Oh, yeah, they will. You know, you try to You try to like invent like the littlest menial task for them to do to quote unquote earn little prize. Is
yes.
like, okay, if you're yes. quiet for the next like 1 minute, I'll buy it for you.
Yes. Yes.
No, you don't give it to them while they're screaming, but just make them be quiet for just a short amount of time or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you can somewhat justify it.
That's a very good point.
At least that's the way I sort it out in my head anyway.
I agree. And plus my income is so much greater than your guys.
Hello.
You know.
It's your drug dealer.
It makes a big difference. You know. Just kidding. Yeah. So one more thing real quick before we take the break and come back and play another classic Westmar game, which we'll talk about here shortly.
Sure.
I went to another jamboree in Independence here a couple of weeks ago.
Well, what is it with you in that place?
I like hockey. You like hockey. Matt likes hockey. We like hockey.
I like non-Independence hockey.
Well, I agree, but I still think Matt would enjoy himself. I mean, my seats now are two rows back, right behind the visitors'
Those
bench.
Those are awesome.
You can't beat it. You really can't.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nice of you to text me a picture, too, every time you go to a game, too.
You're welcome. And I texted him pictures of the opposing team's hockey sticks sitting there in the on the
That's
bench.
Very kind of you.
Yeah.
I can read whose number it is. I can tell you what brand of stick they use.
Right wing slash coach.
Yeah, right wing slash coach slash $2,000 a season. Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the funny thing that happened to me during this particular time. I took Presley and Christy this time, and Presley was much better behaved this time. But her obsession is still with the mascot. Okay.
Well, that's a kid thing.
Sure, absolutely. Right. Man, that's great. It's fine. You know, and she had a great time. The mascot eventually came near her and had some fun with her directly, and she just giggled and giggled and giggled and just loved it. And that's great. I mean, those are moments when, as a father, that you cherish forever, and I'm sure you don't forget those, you know. Because when they're a teenager and they hate you, you're going to want to put that in the old bank and remember it, you know. So, but the part that kind of disturbed me was we sit down, and the game's about to start, and I had that guy two seats away from me. We had four seats, but we only used three seats. So, Matt, if you know want to gain some weight when you come down and go to a hockey game, we've got extra seats. Don't worry about it. So,
all right.
Hey, this seat. So this guy was two seats to my left, okay? And he sits down. And he's in his 60s. He's got a beer, and he's got the cowbell. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's that guy. Yeah. Yeah.
What? Were the Rays done for the season?
The good news is that he was on our side. Okay, he wasn't.
That's not
on,
good news.
It's not, but still, it was a little annoying. A little bit of swearing with my 3-year-old daughter next to me at the time. She was three, you know, but he was still fairly well behaved. A little bit later, he had this gal sit next to him, which was next to me. Now, again, a little bit disturbed by them with the loudness and the language. And kind of get a little bit too worked up for a CHL game, you know. But the disturbing part for me was I couldn't figure out if she was his wife, his daughter, or his granddaughter. I really don't know how old she was. That right there, Jared Afkar, is meth dependence.
That's,
am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Could not tell.
Did she have a hook for her hand?
No. She had very thin hands, very veiny hands. And really, when I'm fat, you don't see my veins, but I'm in decent shape now, so you can see my veins.
Like a Spielberg
alien? She was all veins. Yeah, she was all veins.
Really long fingers?
Like yes, kind of yes. Long, skinny, close encounters of the third kind fingers. But I'm telling you, I could not tell how old she was. I really don't know what her relationship... He had his arm around her a few times. So I really couldn't tell.
You didn't cut her open and count the rings?
I would have liked to have, but it may have caused a disturbance.
Yes. I think you're already disturbed.
And this is why I really, really feel Matt needs to come down during the hockey season so he can experience a Missouri Mavericks game. Matt, seriously, you got to get into your schedule. If not this season, clearly next season, really.
I'd love to. The best hockey too is the low end minors and stuff like that. It's fun,
absolutely
fun atmosphere.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it is as I've said before, a jamboree. It's like if God dropped a couple hockey sticks and a hockey puck, and Jerry Jones took over. That's what CHL hockey is all about.
Sure. Hockey's hockey at the end of the day.
True, it's true.
Although I will say it sounds weird.
You've said that before, you're right.
It sounds like. I mean, it sounds excessively rubberized.
Yeah, no, it does. It does.
Boom.
Can't disagree. Now, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to move on to another classic game. We've played it one time before on the Brad Westmar Show with Matt and Todd Sheets. Todd's going to come out here to the main broadcast table. I know you're scared.
Jared. No touching.
He's going to be here sitting next to you. And he's going to play the UrbanDictionary.com game. Matt's going to get ready there at his place, and we are good to go. Let's take a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hi, we're New Edition. And we're here to introduce the great new taste of Coca-Cola, the taste of today.
Yeah, Coke is it. Come on, check it out now. Got a new taste. It's a definite wow. A great event. It's here. A big smash hit.
McDLT, a quarter pounder with some Chick-fil-A, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, 60 golden french fries, regular and large sizes, salad, shepherd garden, or a chicken salad, oriental beef, good breakfast, and McMuffin, hot hot cakes and sausage, maybe biscuits, bacon, egg and cheese, and sausage, Danish, half one, 2 and 4, dessert, hot apple pies, and Sunday, 3 varieties of sauce, or corn, the kinds of shakes, and chocolate, Egypt, cookies, and to drink, a Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, and orange, drink, and Sprite, and coffee, decaf, 2, a loaf, and milk, also an orange, since I love McDonald's, but my birthday, and I get this all at one place.
Would you like that to go?
Always over-promising and under-delivering. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome, Jared Afgar. Seriously, I mean, I usually play this for myself, but I need to play it for you.
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
We're back from the break. Nobody has any idea what you said. But
let's keep it that way.
You're funny. That's good. That's good. So, Magic Matt, have you printed off your words?
Yes, I'm ready.
Very well. Thank you very much. We are going to play the UrbanDictionary.com game. I'm currently handing out copies of the words to Mr. Todd Sheets and Mr. Afkar. And,
woo!
Pardon me, I did forget one thing.
What is that?
Is he taking his pants off?
Sorry. Yeah, my pants are off.
Just his pants.
I've got to pull the definitions out. Now, let me explain to everybody how we play the UrbanDictionary.com game as Todd Sheets gets ready here at the main broadcast table.
Check.
Not working. Not working. That's a problem.
It worked.
Are you sure? Okay, kind of soft there. Can you get hard? That's good. All right.
Check. Check.
There you go.
Let's put the...
Welcome. Thank you.
Welcome. I have the definitions to 8 different words lying on the table in front of us. Magic Matt, via satellite, also has them in front of him. And each contestant, Todd, Jared, and Magic Matt, also have a list of the words from UrbanDictionary.com in front of them. What we're going to do is we're going to take turns and keep track of score. We will... turn over a definition, read the definition out loud, and determine what they think the word goes with, what definition goes with what word.
Okay.
So let's read the words first real quick. Jared, please.
I'm going to need to... All right. You want me to read them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We've got pop tags as a word or a phrase.
Hmm?
Quirper. Badonkadonk.
Hmm?
Kush. Vato. Now, I'm going to need a little help here. Is it weeaboo?
You see, I think it's weeaboo. It may be weeaboo, but I think it's weeaboo. Yeah.
Okay. Gank and zogdog.
Zogdog. That's right. Those are the 8 words. Now, 8 words, 3 contestants, determines a winner for sure. Let's go ahead and start with the lowest IQ. Just kidding. Let's go ahead and start to my right. Todd Sheets, please.
What?
Please go ahead and pick a definition, turn it over, and read it out loud.
Brad Westmar's a douche. Oh, sorry.
Weeaboo!
To steal or take something that does not belong to you.
To steal or take something that does not belong to you. What do you think that is?
That's gank.
Now, seriously, I was going to say before we started this, Todd is really good at this. How do you... Did you know this, Jared? Did
no.
You know, no. How do you... Matt, did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that one.
Did you really? Wow.
I did.
I got to tell you guys, this. Go ahead and keep that one. That's one point for you. How in the world... This very, 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 very tough to come up with these words because you go through it and you're like, they've got to be difficult enough to to be able to get in the mix. You can't make them too obvious, you know? And I seriously spent a lot of time this past weekend coming up with these words. And, of course, the very first one, Mr. Todd Sheets gets, because you are the best at all these games.
It's terrible.
So it's horrible. Jared, let's go ahead and let you turn one over.
See, I saw Gank and I thought Skank, and I thought it would be something.
First
really
thing
good.
I thought of.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. A man whose hobby it is to sniff the bicycle seats of females.
I love that. Oh, say that again.
A man whose hobby it is to sniff the bicycle seats of females.
That deserves. Yeah.
Ooh.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Your thoughts?
I'm going to go with Corper.
You're going to go with Corper. I got to give you credit. That is correct. You've got a point as well. Wow. Nice work.
I didn't know that. That was a thorough guess.
It's good. You got to guess. If you don't know, you got to guess. That's good. Right. You got 1-1, and we're now to Magic Matt Sorum, who plays the drums for The Revolver, who is no longer in business. Magic Matt, go ahead and pick a definition, turn it over. And hopefully you won't pick one that they've already picked.
Okay. All right. An ebonic expression for an extremely curvaceous female behind. Women who possess this feature usually have a small waist that violently explodes into a round and juicy posterior. it's not done. Other characteristics would be moderately wide hips and a large amount of booty cleavage.
I gotta tell you,
I picked that one.
Yeah, when I wrote that, I thought to myself, God, if you really are there, please let Magic Matt read this one. That's great. Magic Matt, what do you think that is?
That is badonkadonk.
Badonkadonk it is. Look at this. Is a great start. I'm telling you, you guys need to slow it down. We don't have enough show to cover all this. Don't go too fast. Don't do too well.
Well, we could go for hours talking about badonkadonk.
Badonkadonk. That's true. See, too obvious. That's how dumb I am. I put badonkadonk on here.
What the blumpkin are you talking about?
You just didn't realize how street we were.
I guess so. Welcome to the Street Brad Westmar Show. The Brad Westmar Show, street style. Todd Sheets, please go ahead and take another definition. And read it for us, please. After you're done reading it. This is one of the biggest... Back on the... Do you remember this? Back on the old show, I would like tell you guys to turn them over. And you would turn it over, and you would read it just like he did. You would read it to yourself, and then read it on the air during like dead air. You would you know, and it's like, stop it. Just read it. When you turn it over, just read it.
Well, there was a couple of weird words on this one. So,
I understand. Go ahead.
A substitution for quantitative or qualitative amount, usually unknown.
Okay, so what is that?
Kush.
Kush. Thank God I... this.
Jesus.
Pardon me. Where did that come from? My God, Jerry, that was terrible of you. That's wrong.
Me.
I'm sorry. That's
really?
Wrong.
Wow.
Turn it back over.
Okay.
Okay. And I guess if you think you know what that is, you can go ahead and pick another one. Okay.
All right. When you have so much money that all you do is buy clothing.
Oh.
Hello. It's your drug dealer.
Yeah, because I'm dressed really well. Okay.
I'm here with Zogdog.
Okay. When you have so much money, that all you do is buy clothing. No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. No.
All right.
Sorry. But good guess. Good guess. Let's go to Magic Matt. Magic Matt, pick a definition and read it out loud to us, please, after you've read it silently.
All right. Hold on.
I was kidding.
The word Hispanics use for homeboy.
Oh, that's easy.
I know that one. That's vato.
Vato. That's funny. That you dig it. That's good. You got the point for that. Good. I will tell you, though, there is some discrepancy here. Because, you know, I've got the guy that works for me. His name is Ruben. We've talked about him before.
Right.
Hey, vato.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Hey, vato. Hey, vato. How are you doing today?
Let's not forget, though. Hey, S.A. There's S.A.?
Hey, S.A.
S.A.? There's also the Kevin Bacon movie Death Sentence. He actually uses the term jefe, which is boss. So there's jefe or efe. There's ese, which is basically homie. And then there's whatever the hell, vato, which is homeboy.
You're making me hungry for burritos.
I seriously, I'm ready for some Taco Bell. Definitely.
I wouldn't go that far.
Agree. Magic Matt in the lead, 2-1.
Ouch.
Now Todd Sheets' turn. Todd, by the way, it's not Todd Sheets's. It's Todd Sheets' turn. Please, go ahead.
That was Magic Matt, so we'll grab the other one here.
Very good.
Someone who is obsessed with Japan, Japanese culture, anime, etc., and attempts to act as if they were Japanese even though they're far from it. They use Japanese words, but usually end up pronouncing them wrong.
Now, before you answer this, I'm going to give you a chance to think about it, okay? And again, it's funny. I have stories about this stuff. Went to school in college, at a college that was actually eventually bought by Japanese students. Matt, you remember that college, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we had a guy there who I'm friends with on Facebook. He's a nice guy. Did a lot of creative things with him in college. But he also spent a lot of time in Japan, and he spoke a lot of Japanese and was pretty much a Japanese whack job. And that is what this guy is, okay? This epitome right here. What do you think is a Japanese American person or a person who's not Japanese, who's Japanese crazy, is, Todd?
Well, there's two of them here. It could be. That's kind of a hard decision. I think I'll go with Weeaboo.
Weeaboo. It is. Very good. That's 2 points for you. You're now tied with Magic Matt. Jared F. Carr, it's now your turn. We need to make sure we don't get...
I'm feeling pressure here.
You should. You got, three left? Is that right?
Three left? Yep.
Three left? Okay.
I only see two. Oh, there's one. Two, there's three. A little tiny one
here. Yep, 1, 2, 3 left. Yep. Still in the game. Still in the game.
A high-grade strand of marijuana.
I know you would know all about marijuana, and you know that I know
all about marijuana.
Yes, thank you. What do you think is a high-grade strand of marijuana?
I'm going to have to go with Kush.
Kush. Why is it that drugs come up on this show all the time? I don't. 2-2. I like this. Two.
Oh, I'm screwed.
Two.
If they get these, I'm done.
Magic Matt's turn. You're right.
I'm done.
You're right. Oops.
No justice.
Still a freaking drum set under my studio table.
Who died this week?
What the
shit? He still hasn't gotten better yet.
Is he out of the hospital?
He is out of the hospital.
How are his balls?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Magic Matt, turn over one of the two in front of you, my friend.
All right. To steal or take something that does not belong to you.
We already did that one.
Yeah,
throw that one away. Yep. That was Todd's. That was Todd's.
Sorry.
It's all right. Oh, it happens.
Yeah.
It's all right.
How about, we did this one, I think you got it wrong. When you have so much money that all you do is buy clothing?
I think you are correct. That's right.
Is that pop tags?
You got it. 3-2. Pop tags is right. When you have so much money, you buy
clothing. I don't know if Todd's going to get this next one.
Todd?
Which one is it? You got that?
It's that one there. Todd, can you get this one?
Yeah. A substitution for quantitative, I can't say it, quantitative or qualitative amount, usually unknown, is a Zog Dog.
Whatever.
Sorry. It is correct. It is correct.
But there's no real winners here.
You're right. There really is no real winners. I kind of screwed that up there.
Good job.
Hey, everybody. This is Brett Favre.
That's Brett Favre.
Well, we were winners until we all had to listen to that.
Take a look at my text message picture.
I want to look at it.
Look at it. It's a Zog Dog. You got no idea how big it is.
Or how small.
Just kidding. That was terrible. Wow. 3-3.
Yes.
Who is the most competitive one here? I mean, seriously. Matt, do you really care if you win?
No.
But he didn't miss any.
To be honest with you.
That's true. He didn't miss any?
No, I don't think he missed any.
Wow.
And Todd missed one and I missed one. So if you go with that as a tiebreaker,
That's where the problem lies. You missed one. And that's the bottom line. That's
me?
That's why
I didn't miss one. Todd missed one too. So technically Matt
would be the winner technically on that.
Yeah,
Matt Beskirchen is our winner.
Can we get Matt? No, it's Magic Matt Sorum, and let's all applaud for him.
He does such a good job.
Wait. Finally won something.
Matt Sorum?
Matt Sorum.
The bad guy in Lord of the Rings?
It's a Sorum.
Oh, okay.
Sorum. Thank you for coming out here, Mr. Todd Sheets. Wow, nice job. We probably should applaud it. That's true. Let's get everybody. Everybody. Even you in the back.
Everybody needs somebody.
Woo. Thank you.
Woo.
Wow. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take another break. Good job, guys. Went a little bit faster than I expected. Maybe, I swear, Urban Dictionary is getting too obvious. these days.
Well, it's thanks to the media.
That's part of it. And the other part is what we really should do is just go ahead and go through. I mean, I will show you on UrbanDictionary.com. You go on there, you start scrolling through the words, and you can actually guess what the definitions are before you even open up the definition.
Oh, Blumpkin, yes.
But well, look, Blumpkin. It's funny because JJ the Pollock's version of that, they called it Blumper. I think there's actually a Blumpkin. There's Blumper.
Do they mean the same thing?
And I think they pretty much mean Blimpies? The same. But yeah, Blumpy. No, Blimpies is a sub sandwich. That actually I had before I met with Magic Matt one day in Iowa. Yeah,
you could do better.
Probably could. Yes. Probably could. Let's take a break. When we come back, I've got a couple of things I want to do. Now, Matt, I know that you've researched this a little bit. We might skip it over. Fmylife.com.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah, little site, but pretty funny. But I've got a TV show that I want to discuss as well that I know you've been watching a little bit. And recently watched. Now, what I really want to do is I want to talk about it for a minute and make Jared be quiet. And then I want to get
you
his
can't
reaction.
Do that.
Well, no, we can. I can. Matt and I are going to talk about it for a few minutes. You know what? Take a break. I'll explain it. We'll come back. We will all be drunk. Right back.
The Brad Westmar Show. We'll be right back.
In this day and age, business is governed by consolidation. Fill your gas tank? Get a car wash. Go to a bar? See a concert. Get a coffee? See some boobs. On another note, have you ever come back from a hunting trip with a little bit more than you asked for? Well, my name is Bob, and I'm here to tell you about my business. Bob's Abortion Clinic and Taxidermy Services. Here at Bob's Abortion Clinic and Taxidermy Services, we live by our motto, no fetus will beat us. Pheasant, elk, bobcat, Siamese twins, we do them all. Mention this ad for a 10% discount, and remember, Bob's Abortion Clinic and Taxidermy Services. That way the bitch can keep the kid.
It's like the powdered version of Gatorade. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. I tried and tried and tried to get Jared Afkar to go potty during the break, but you wouldn't do it.
I'm a little shy doing it in front of you.
I didn't say to do it in my bottle here.
Well, my aim's not that great.
Before we get into the TV show that I wanted to discuss, because I'm sure everybody's going to have an opinion about this, I thought I'd take all of our old sound clips and put them into Windows Media Player. Let's see here. That's our old weird news bit. That's not very funny.
No.
No, not really. There's, let's see here. Let's see what we got this. Let's see here. Not playing.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Good song, actually.
Welcome back.
But not that fun. Yeah, we could probably start the show that way sometime. There's also this, which, by the way, we started the very, very beginning of the Wild Wild Westmar Show with this. It's here.
Nice.
It's time to
light a cigar. Yeah. It's time for some insight. It's time to meet the posse on the Westmar Show tonight.
Remember this?
It's time to get a tune-up. Recharge yourself just right. It's time to start the webcam on the Westmar Show tonight. We think you'll like this program. Westmar's a cool dude. He rarely will get sappy, but if he doesn't, so will you. It's time to drink some liquor and with your friends unite. It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, masturbational, Westmartational. This is called the Wild Wild Westmar Show.
Oh, that's so frightening.
Whoops. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the Wild Wild Weird News Bed, which was that. We also had the Wild Wild West. Yeah, but we don't need to hear that either. Oh, also, when you talk about Gatum, we had this.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah. A little jingle there, okay. What's this? Oh, yeah. We could do that. Here we go. A little DJ action for you here. We could do this. Let's see here. You got it? 95.5 KG95. BJ Bradley inside 35 minutes of nonstop music. Lots of great fun happening tonight. Your chance to win coming up. It's Loverboy working for the weekend. I still got it, Matt. Still got it. Still got it.
Did you say KJEW?
No. KG95.
Oh, okay. No. I wasn't sure.
Matt, come on. Give me some kudos.
Nicely done. Thank you. That was awesome.
Thank you. I got it.
I got chills over here.
Hey. Nice. Thank you. Kind of gets
impressive.
Me.
Impressive. As someone like who can never do that.
Yeah. Kind of gets me going, too. Now, Jared, you're really good at doing that kind of
stuff. Oh, I was terrible.
No, I think you were pretty good.
Oh, how many times did I muff that?
Can
before?
We do it?
No.
Would you? Come on.
No.
Come on.
No, no.
I bet Magic Matt will do it if I make him. I bet Magic. Try. Would you try?
We can try. Wait, you know what, though?
What's
the
that?
The way it cuts out on me, I don't know if I'd
good point. It. That'd be tough. That'd be tough. Yeah. But I know Jerry can do it. Come on, Jerry.
Jerry?
Come on, Jerry. Come on, Jerry. Please.
Oh, dude.
Come on, Jerry.
I don't even. All right, fine.
All right, I gotta find the jingle now. All right, here's the WLS jingle, which is I want to get you used to it. It just goes like this. WLS. And we're gonna let you go ahead and sell this song right here. I believe it's called "You Dropped a Bomb on Me." What do you think?
Oh, I did.
You did. All right, you ready for this? I'm running the board. I'm Magic Matt running the board. I'm going to play the jingle, start the song, and you're going to go ahead and do Jackalope Radio. You got the sunglasses on. I like
it's
it.
It's all for you.
You ready?
I didn't even shave.
Are you? You didn't? I love the hair. It's good. It's good.
Well, that's what she said.
Very good. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Madness in the Morning. Yeah, baby. We got a little auction for you. Let it go and let it rock.
I love it. That was awesome.
That
seriously,
hurt.
That was the best you've ever done.
That cost me a bit of my soul.
That
I
was
want you to know.
Fantastic. I don't care about your soul. That was Matt, really?
That was good.
Yeah,
was
it really good. Was. And you should have seen. This is what we need, a video camera right here.
No.
All my hand actions. What was that? I mean, I was awesome.
I can't laugh. I'm going to wet myself.
It's great. It was fantastic. I'd like to hear Todd Sheets try it once. Because seriously, when Todd Sheets started doing, you know, radio, I was like, who is this cat? What is this? Hey, everybody, this is Todd Sheets. I'm doing the Night Watch show here. Hey, so happy to be along with you tonight. So proud to be here doing this thing with you. And we really like it here. And just such an honor to be here with you tonight. So, Todd, what do you think?
Golly.
Can you DJ?
I probably could.
You want to try it?
All right, let me. Are we gonna pick a different song? What are we gonna do?
I got a song for you. I don't know if this one's gonna work.
Love Shack. It has to be Love Shack.
I wish I had Love Shack with me, but I don't. We're gonna try this one. Are you ready to go?
I think I am.
You'll know this song. Here we go.
All right here on Jackalope Radio, we're gonna be playing you some hits. We're gonna be doing it right. We're gonna be kicking some tail right here. Hope you're ready.
A much longer intro. Keep going.
Man, I don't understand it. I've got a longer intro and I don't even know why. Why did you have to give me an intro that's 4.5 weeks long?
Because I want to hear you talk, baby!
I'm talking!
Yeah!
All right, all you girls out there, if you're not dancing and flopping those jugs, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah!
I want to hear it!
Woo! Woo! We are doing a morning show. It's Todd and Brad in the morning. Morning Zoo!
We're rocking it, baby!
Don Henley getting his dirty laundry out the line!
Nice.
Holy crap. I tell you, I did the best I can.
Oh.
Thank you.
Right now, there are people in the parking lot who are freaking the heck
screw
out.
Screw them. I don't care.
Yeah.
That was good. See, now this is how it's supposed to be done. Now, back on the old show, you were kind of timid, Jared.
I was laughing.
You were laughing, but it was funny. Now, you did a good job tonight. You were awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Matt, I don't know. I think we need to do one more. And what I want to do, and I seriously, I had no idea this was going to go so well. I want to do one more, And we're going to kind of do the morning zoo thing where, I mean, I'm going to do a lot of pointing. We're just going to kind of go ahead and just make the noises, have a good time, say something real quick, bounce back and forth. And I don't even know what to say except that I'm excited. I think this is going to work.
I think he's excited.
I think this is going to work. I just got to find a song. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter one. Let me see here. What have I got? Looking for songs.
He has to pick Dirty Laundry last time.
Sorry, that was a good one, though, actually. It really worked well. Let's see here. Need something with a longer intro. What was the name of that REM song? This one goes out to the one it's kind of a shorter. Oh, for God's sake. I got the hustle. All right, here's one. Kind of gay, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and do it. Matt, I want you to jump in there every once in a while and make a woohoo or a whatever you want to do, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Morning Zoo on Jackalope Radio. Take one. Everybody, Brad Westmore inside 35 minutes of nonstop music. Morning Zoo!
Yeah!
We're rocking today! Yeah! Have a great time. Your chance to win coming up. It's the Go-Go's Now and Vacation on Jackalope! Why am I so good at this? I don't even know how long the intros are, Matt. I don't even know. I just do.
Some things you just can't turn off.
You just can't. As I've said it 1,000 times before, you can take the fat man out of radio. You can take the fat out of the fat man in radio, but you cannot take the radio out of
the fat man.
The fat man.
The fat man.
That's how you do it. See? That's how you do it. Thank you, gentlemen, for humoring me. Matt, did you get a woohoo in there or something? You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, a big
good.
Woo.
How does anyone ever do radio sober?
I don't know. I'm so hard right now. I'm so erect. This is great. This is awesome.
Wow.
I don't know. I will tell you, and I've said it before, you have checked your phone more times tonight during the show than you ever have in your entire life.
I have,
that's
only because
okay.
I'm somewhat concerned about a missing credit card. But
I thought you got it back.
I did, but I want to make sure Hajib isn't going crazy with it.
That would be very bad.
Very, very bad.
Real quick, a TV show. We've got to touch base on this real quick. Now, I want you to be...
Tell us about that show, Brad.
Sorry, we're done. Wait, stop it.
Nice.
We got to move forward. You're killing. Maybe one more before the show ends if we have time, because I'm kind of erect. All right. So,
Jared, hey, remember what I said earlier about being sorry that I was 4 hours away?
Yes.
I'm not anymore.
You're not anymore? Good point. Hear that thud? Yeah. So, Jared, be quiet for a minute.
Absolutely.
I want to hear your reaction after the fact, because I know regardless of whether you've seen the show, you're going to have a reaction.
Okay.
And Todd, same with you, because you're an animal guy as well. Magic Matt, you tweeted a few weeks ago about how you're amazed that you haven't been watching American Stuffers until now. You've been watching American Stuffers. I've watched one episode of American Stuffers, one episode in full, and the only thing I came out of that was A, people are effed up out there, and B, that chubby chick in college, it's kind of cute. And that's all I came out. There's nothing else that came out of that for me. What are your thoughts on this show? You think it's epic.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I love it.
What do you like?
I don't know if it's because the first sentence I heard or the first scene I saw when I turned it over was this lady bringing in her two dead terriers of some kind. One of them was a Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
One had just died. And the other one she had in the freezer waiting for this so she can get them stuffed together.
Ugh.
And it was in her freezer.
Yep.
For 4 years.
Oh, I missed that. I didn't see that one.
4 years.
Oh.
And this little girl's like probably 6 or 7 years old comes in carrying this dog wrapped up in this blanket in a plastic bag.
And
honestly, there's people that get so upset on the show and then so touched when they get their dogs back after they've been stuffed or whatever. And I honestly don't know whether I should laugh or if I should feel bad for them. Or what? I just end up laughing at it.
It is
pure gold.
I agree. I don't know that I can watch any other episodes because I'm torn between being really, really sad and disturbed and wanting to watch it just to watch another episode. I mean, people that have their pheasants stuffed, their deer stuffed, their bear stuffed, their Bigfoot stuffed. I mean, I'm okay with that. But your family pet... I mean, I'm just going to ask you this question first, Matt. And then we'll go on to Jared and Todd. Would you have one of your dogs stuffed?
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank God. I want to make
no.
sure. Okay.
Oh. I love my dogs, but when they're dead, I'm not putting them in the freezer, and I'm not going to have them staring at me in the living room the rest of my life.
And this guy who does the thing, Daniel, you know, I think his name is Daniel, right?
Yeah,
He's like, well, he feels like he's helping people, you know, cope.
Yeah,
I think it's
he's
just
so
the,
good with them.
Yeah, he is good with it. I will agree. He is very, very good. He is like more like a psychiatrist. He's good with them. But I don't think that by gutting and stuffing and freeze-drying their animals that he is helping them at all. He's making them more disturbed. It's screwed up, Jared. 30 seconds, go.
Absolutely, because they're not going to let go. I mean, they're going to keep on fantasizing that the creature is still around, even though the ghost has long been given up.
It's horrible.
Incinerate your animal, bury it in the backyard, whatever, but don't stuff them. I mean, it's one thing if it's a hunting trophy, but you don't want to turn your pet into that.
Yeah, I can't see Artie like that. Besides, without the farts, Artie's nothing.
No, that's who he is. Well, yeah. That's who his soul is.
Exactly. Yes. Now, Jared, Matt, I got to tell you. We've got a guy in here who calls himself the producer of this show. He's a little disturbing. And
yes.
I'm very, very curious. And seriously, Todd, we want your honest answer, your honest thoughts, because seriously, you're normal, but
you're not.
Exactly. Thank you. Todd. You've got like 14,000 mice going through your house
right
now.
I do not, and they're in a cage.
Oh, okay. All right.
As much as a house is a cage.
So, Todd, how do you feel about American stuffers?
I think it sucks.
Okay, so you don't like it either. Thank you, God. Thank you. Any further thoughts? You just don't like it. Okay, good.
I think it's cracker.
It's just weird. It's weird. And quite frankly, have you watched the show, Jared?
I have not.
Okay. But Matt, this guy is, first of all, the acting is terrible. It makes Pawn Stars look Academy Award winning. Okay? It really, really does.
Yeah.
The acting is terrible. And it just, I don't know. It's, I want to watch more, but I'm scared too because I had bad dreams after I watched that.
Really?
One. Yeah, I did. It was weird.
Is it worse than the Cat Whisperer guy?
Yeah.
You know that guy, what is his name? Jackson Galaxy?
Yeah, it's worse.
Who's named Jackson Galaxy?
Well, this is true. I mean, it's just really weird. It just doesn't make any sense. And with that, we have to end on a high note before the music starts.
Oh,
real
let's
quick.
Do.
One more. Ladies and gentlemen, here. Wait a minute, I had a song. What happened to it? I don't know. I lost it. Let's just do this one. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not what I want. I wanted one more time. Let's try it again. Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Westmore in the morning show, the morning zoo with his buddies.
Yeah.
Rocking tonight. Having a great time today. Playing 35 minutes of nonstop hit music with lots of great things for you to win. Call us 258 FM 95. Having a great time with Van Halen. Dance that night away. God, I am so good at what I do. I'm in the wrong business. I should be out there right now. Making $8 an hour as a disc jockey. That's what I should be doing right now.
You should be out at a bowling alley somewhere as we speak on a live remote.
It's true. I should be. Magic Match should be my board op.
Yeah. Yeah.
Todd could be the janitor.
What?
Jared, you could be my intern.
As long as I'm not the ball washer.
No, it's okay.
Turned out. Gee.
I do that too. It's okay. What? Seriously, the mice aren't running around your house anymore?
No, they're not what in the house. They're in the habit trail things.
I think Richard Gere took them all.
See, here's the thing. People don't know that story. We got to write this down too. Magic Matt, please write this down.
All right.
Okay. We got to hear the story about Todd and his mice because here's what happened. Jared, back up a little bit. Back up about 1 year. He told the story on the show, but he was so busy screwing up the show and the show file that nobody ever heard it. It never made it to the airwaves.
Oh.
So we never actually got to hear about the mice, Todd. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to write that down, too. And I'm very close to, by the way, making somebody else my show producer. No, I'm kidding. But not really. But sort of. I don't know. We'll get Jan Terry on the show. You can be the junior producer, Todd.
Whatever.
No, seriously. Think about it for a minute. You grab from the senior, you become the junior.
I am the senior.
Get I get Jan Terry on the show sooner than later. Okay? We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Hopefully this month here in February. Brad Westmar saying thank you, Mr. Afkar.
Oh, thank you all.
Great to have you here. Magic Matt, great to see you from Iowa.
Hey, great to be here from Iowa.
Hey, it's for horses in Iowa as well. Todd Sheets, thank
great
you.
Great to be here.
Hey, thank you. And your mice. That DJing was fun. I'm Brad Westmar saying thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week. If you didn't come tonight, maybe next time you can. Or something like that. Good night. Just another page in the tragedy.